Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Love and losses. Two marital breakdowns hit corporate China. Published in Week in China. Read for you by Kaiser Guo. No one ever wants to become a customer of Weiqing Network Technologies, a Shanghai-based firm that specializes in saving marriages from divorce. But demand was still strong enough for its services to fuel a filing to go public in 2017. Weiqing claimed an impressive record in its IPO prospectus in saving 257,316 marriages through a combination of counseling for the couples and services that, quote, exterminate third parties in a peaceful way, the China Daily reported at the time. The Chinese company boasted an arsenal of tricks to make all of this happen, including paying off illicit lovers, most typically mistresses, or introducing them to new love interests. Some were simply shamed with photos of their liaisons sent to friends and families. The most desperate client is said to have shelled out 1.42 million RMB, $216,485 a year, for services of this type. But high fees like these might sometimes be justified in light of the financial disaster and social stigma that can come with a divorce in China. Under the country's marriage law, divorcees aren't entitled to much spousal support, at least not to the same standard of living often established during the marriage. Matrimonial assets, including real estate and stock holdings, can also be split in half during divorces. For some of the wealthier CEOs and entrepreneurs around the country, this kind of division of assets can have wider ramifications, rippling beyond the family to investors and employees. The power struggles at Shenzhen-based GIG, one of China's earliest healthcare-focused private equity firms, is a case in point. On March 7th, GIG announced it had expelled its founder and former chairman, Cai Dajian, citing the extremely negative effects and huge losses it had suffered as a result of improper behavior, including alleged embezzlement. The notice came at the same time as a separate statement from Jinhui Li, currently GIG's largest shareholder with a 43% stake, that said that Cai had been manipulating other shareholders to seize control of the company and remove her from the board. Jin is Cai's former wife. She took over GIG at the start of February following a transfer of stock ownership triggered by their divorce. Back in September, she had shocked the business community with a juicy letter divulging some of the details of a long-term affair between Cai and his colleague Zhang Xiaonan. Jin noted that the couple already had a 5-year-old daughter and were planning to have a son through a surrogate in Thailand. After 33 years of marriage, she was understandably furious, adding that she had suspected for some time that Zhang's luxury lifestyle had been funded with company resources. Cai seems supremely unashamed by the revelations, however. An excellent man is meant to be shared among many women and sow his seed as widely as possible, he explained of his philandering, according to his ex-wife. He proves his success by conquering women. This is animal instinct. Zhang wasn't the only beneficiary of her former husband's extramarital energies, Jin also insisted. Born in 1964, Cai moved to Shenzhen in 1992, the year Deng Xiaoping made his southern tour, rebooting economic reforms. He joined what has since become Guotai Junan, the country's largest brokerage. Rising through the ranks at the firm's investment banking unit, he was appointed as chairman of GIG in 2001, the year it was established as Guo Taijunan's private equity arm. There, Tsai earned a reputation for making aggressive returns on companies in the healthcare sector, most notably Mindray Medical, Boya Biopharmaceutical Group, and Sansure Biotech. Of the 140 companies in which GIG has invested, 20 have gone public, bringing the firm's assets under management to more than 20 billion RMB, $3.06 billion. However, GIG's botched attempt to grow Boya by acquiring Dansha Biotechnology, a blood plasma supplier, for 4.5 billion RMB in 2017, mired the pharma firm in financial trouble. Shortly before the transaction was completed, Dansha was forced to halt production after being caught violating local laws. The ban was not lifted until August 2019, and Dansha has been loss-making for the last 3 years. Unable to execute the merger, which had already been financed with loans, GIG saw its liabilities surge to 6 billion RMB, and it was forced to sell some of its shares in Boya to cover loan repayments. The divorce between Tsai and Jin, which was finalized last December, has complicated the situation further. Aside from an asset freeze, required to determine the distribution of marital assets, the subsequent change in ownership at Boya impacted a strategic investment from a willing white knight. GIG had agreed last September to sell 16% of Boya's shares to China Resources Pharmaceutical and transfer another 13% of Boya's voting rights to the state-owned enterprise. But as Boya's share price fell in the wake of the scandal, China Resources asked for a 25% discount to the previously agreed price, reported Jiemian, an online news platform. The request came at a time when GIG's management was already paralyzed by infighting. A day after Tsai was dismissed, Jin was also kicked out of the firm. Regardless of any sympathy that people might have had for her personal situation, many questioned her capacity to run a sizable financial services company, given her lack of experience in the field. The leadership vacuum lasted for a week until Bian Zhuang, chairman of Suzhou Deluxe Electric, GIG's second largest shareholder, emerged as new leader of the fund. Jean's story echoes that of another forsaken wife. On International Women's Day last month, Wang Shuhua revealed on Sina Weibo that her husband, Huang Tao, the founder of Shanghai-listed Lillian Beauty Cosmetics, had not been home for years, even though his office is just a few streets from their residence. All your beautiful promises have over time become distant memories and empty checks. Your smiling face was given to others. Your life is outside your home, Wang fumed. You make excuses over not shouldering expenses at home. You pretend that you forget your kids need your company. It's pointless to talk about having dinner together as a family, as even a holiday greeting from you has become a luxury for us. She tagged her post on social media to a number of high-profile individuals, including Jack Ma, Alibaba is the second largest shareholder in Lillian Beauty, and Papi Jiang. Lillian Beauty spent 22 million RMB bidding for the popular live-streaming host's debut advertising slot. That meant that it took even less time to spread across social media, and the share price of the online retailer was soon taking a beating as a result, with more than 2.3 billion RMB wiped off its market capitalization. In another post, Wang addressed Huang, saying that he should be prepared to take delivery of documents, most likely divorce papers, it was presumed online. There were heavy hints about another woman being involved, a company vice president, fueled in part by a picture of Huang's office which seemed to show a breast pump and a bottle sterilizer. Divorce rates in China have been on a steady rise in recent years. Almost 2.4 million couples parted ways in the first half of last year, Sohu reports. But for senior executives at some of the country's largest companies, the breakups can bring huge settlement fees. The vice president of Saini Heavy Industry paid 2.2 billion RMB to his former wife, while the chairman of Beijing Kunlun Tech forked out 7 billion. In another major case last year, Kangtai Biologicals chairman was required to give his former wife about 23 billion RMBs worth of the company's shares in a divorce settlement. Analysts were stunned, speculating that the move was a plot to skirt lockup periods on the couple's stock. In an interview with National Business Daily about the scandal at Lily and Beauty, Wong said she would prefer to stay with her husband as they share children together, but she did not dismiss the possibility of a final separation, complaining that he had continued to turn his back on her even after her very public shaming of him. Huang responded only with a cryptic statement of his own. As time goes by, you'll see the truth, and you'll understand what I am worried about. After all, I have to consider the safety of my people, right? I don't believe that public opinion can influence justice. Meanwhile, with divorce rates and infidelity on the rise, expect more cases of corporate turmoil as marriages dissolve.